with you. We have a senior speaker today. It is Emily Olson. Emily is from Green Bay, Wisconsin. She's going to med school in the fall. We've been talking a lot about that. She's a math major, but with a mathematical biology concentration. And that's just fascinating to me. Yay, Emily! Emily is going to be speaking to us about gratitude. Let us pray. We thank you, O God, for your creation and preservation, for keeping us and all things in your care. Above all, we're thankful for your immeasurable love. Give us such an awareness of your mercies that with thankful hearts we might praise you, not only with our lips, but also with our lives. Amen.
A reading from 1 Samuel 3. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called, "Samuel, Samuel," and he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you have called me." But he said, "I did not call, lie down again." So he went and lay down. The Lord called again, "Samuel." Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, my son, lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again, a third time, and he got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you have called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Then the Lord said to Samuel, "See, I am about to do something in Israel that will make both ears of everyone who hears it tingle. On that day, I will fulfill against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house from beginning to end. For I have told him that I am about to punish his house forever for the iniquity that he knew because his sons were blaspheming God and he did not restrain them. Therefore I swear to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be expiated by sacrifice or offering forever." Samuel lay there until morning. Then he opened the doors of the house of the Lord. Samuel was afraid to tell the vision to Eli. But Eli called Samuel and said, "Samuel, my son." He said, "Here I am." Eli said, "What was it that he told you? Do not hide it from me. May God do so to you and more also, if you hide anything from me of all that he has told you." So Samuel told him everything and hid nothing from him. Then he said, "It is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him." As Samuel grew up, the Lord was with him and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew that Samuel was a trustworthy prophet of the Lord. The Lord continued to appear at Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel at Shiloh by the word of the Lord. Would you all join me in taking 10 seconds to think of the people who have helped you become who you are, those who have cared about you and wanted what was best for you, those who have influenced your journey up to this moment where you're sitting here in front of me? We can start now. Thank you. Now, I'll be the one to say it. There are high expectations of us here, but we wouldn't be able to consistently meet those expectations if it weren't for the influence of the people we thought of just a moment ago. Within the first month of my freshman year, my roommate brought a pair of size 22 men's basketball shoes into our dorm room as a joke. Immediately, I knew these were shoes I would literally never be able to fill. But that's the thing. We're all expected to fit into these big shoes because we have people who believe in us. People who believe that even if the big shoes may not fit perfectly, we'll work hard as we can to stuff the toes, tie the laces tight, and make it work. In the passage I read, Samuel is learning how big the shoes he has to fill actually are. He's being asked to devote his life to delivering God's messages. Growing up, the story of Samuel always intrigued me. It may have been the vocational aspect of responding to God's call, but I was also impressed by Samuel's utmost respect and trust in Eli, despite the information he received from God. Furthermore, despite the sins of Eli's sons, Eli is still ever faithful and devoted to teaching Samuel. For me, the scripture is more than Samuel responding to a vocational call. He's also acknowledging the guidance he receives, both from God and from Eli. This is important for us to learn. Guidance doesn't always mean someone is giving you advice. It is also the encouragement, and more importantly, the support you receive. And that is something to be grateful for. Here at St. Olaf, there's so much for us to be grateful for, especially the guidance we receive. It's a community I'm proud to be a part of, because there are always people to cheer you on, help you actualize your dream, and maybe even guide you to understand what that buzzword vocation actually means. Today, I'm going to ask this community to take things one step further and consider adding gratitude to your life. We shout thank you to the CAF workers, sing hymns of thanksgiving during chapel, write the obligatory thank you for writing me a letter of recommendation note, but do we really feel it? I believe that our job is to make one another realize how valuable, special, rare, and truly indispensable one another are. Each of us brings something different to the table, a gift of God, or a gift from God, if you will. Recognizing that gift is one thing. Appreciating it in others is a whole nother level. In those moments, when we express our gratitude, we're sharing what God does. Recognizing the reasons why we as individuals are special, and those moments are sacred. Choosing gratitude as a lifestyle will help us better live out the St. Olaf mission. If we are to truly focus on lives that are ultimately worthwhile, be an inclusive community, and lead lives of unselfish service, why don't we spend more time appreciating the wonderful people in our lives? Are we too busy? Are we too focused on the projects we need to finish and how to best create a path that leads us to the future where we're actually filling those giant shoes and expectations? A community built on gratitude is a community that allows people to perfectly be themselves, allow them to fit into the shoes that match their passions. This isn't just about students thanking their professors, parents, and mentors. Our world is bigger than that. There's something that inspires our professors to keep investing in our future. There's something that motivates the faculty to get involved in student activities. There's something that causes us to consistently cheer each other on. So be grateful for that. Ironically, I wrote this talk before the Wellness Center held their Good Deed-a-thon last Friday. For those of you who may not know, a group of students wrote notes of inspiration to a variety of people on campus. Before receiving one of those wonderful notes in my PO from somebody participating in the event, the one place where I truly felt gratitude was while working at the annual Relay for Life, which actually happens to be next Saturday, April 26th. Having had several family members who have had to fight for their life against cancer or otherwise, I've learned to appreciate simple things like breathing in the fresh spring air that has hints of malt meal. But that's not the point. Events like Relay for Life create communities who celebrate and appreciate life for what it is. In expressing gratitude together, we can celebrate belonging. It's a uniting factor, both with the people around us, but also with God. So why not work gratitude into your life? A lifestyle of gratitude can mean whatever you want it to. Some days you just have to appreciate the fact it's not snowing in April. But I think it also can be so much more. In your effort to help others realize how special they are, help them find ways to express their uniqueness. Work it into leadership. Yes, it's a challenge, but I also think it's something that needs to be done. If you're a chair of a student organization, captain of a sports team, heading up a committee to change something within the curriculum, or whatever it is that you're doing, recognize the people that you're working with. Acknowledge their worth on your team or project because they are an integral part of it. If we strive to encourage each other to fully embrace our diverse and unique aspects, we can learn to lead better organizations, teams, and committees, and ultimately become a better community. The next question is then, if we lead lives of gratitude, are we better off as individuals? And the answer is an astounding yes. I couldn't have given a talk without pulling in a little science, and there's actually legitimate research that shows we're happier when we express gratitude on a daily basis. The benefits of cultivating an attitude of gratitude are very real. It's not a revolutionary idea, but gratitude positively correlates with empathy, vitality, optimism, life satisfaction, and hopefulness. Other studies show that you shouldn't just count your blessings every now and then. By increasing the frequency, you also increase the impact on your overall well-being. Psychologically, gratefulness is a perspective on life and could even be considered a trait. We can better appreciate its impacts when we are fully aware of it. Just think about it. Gratefulness. Full is in the word itself. So we must feel gratitude with our full being. In doing so, it becomes a mechanism that motivates us with how we pay it forward. It's a transformative power and one that our community needs. Now, I'm going to challenge each and every one of you to personally express that gratitude, whether it be a phone call, a handwritten letter, or over coffee. Make it more than a two-word thank you. Recognize the value of the people who have gotten you to where you are today. Especially take the time to thank those who challenged you to live up to their expectations of fitting into those size 22 men's basketball shoes. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. Just a simple acknowledgement telling them how much they mean to you will do. Thank you.
And now may our God of great grace and great love bless you this day and always. Amen.